There's got to be an explanation to all these UFO sightings, right? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
Holmberg's morning sickness.
You've been deceived by an agent of Satan himself. He's evil.
Sitting right here. Come on.
No, no, he's not. He's not evil. He's just a bit rude.
98 KUPD.
Monday, ready to go. Get through this whole week here. We're talking about sensitivities and stuff, and everybody losing how their mind's gone crazy with the Scott Haynes. Very funny listener, Scott Haynes, text over and said, "Man, it must be tough to be a parent." That lady had to have her kid there through the thing and sees Prince Charming kissing Snow White without her consent and everything's got to change. He goes, "How's Brady going to explain to Kirby about the Cinderella thing?" As the shoes. They got to have a perfect size foot to, there's never going to be a, that guy comes in with one of them giant skis. He's going to know immediately. He doesn't have to touch her. He just knows these are for you. Look at those flip-flops you got. Whose shoe do you think this is? It's hers. That one right there.
We don't even need to try it on.
Hey, here's another sensitive thing. Did you guys watch the Canelo fight this weekend?
No.
Oh, my goodness.
I watched highlights.
Now, here's what I know, just from the minimum amount of punching and being punched that I've been a part of. I've known when my nose broke that I felt the guy's fist in the glove, and the time I busted Toledo's nose, and I busted a couple noses. But the time I busted Toledo's nose, I felt it under my glove. I felt it on my hand. Like when you clean a money shot with a punch.
You felt the crunch?
And we were in
14-ounce
gloves.
Yeah.
These aren't little. Like these guys use 8, 10, 12, max 12. So 10-ounce gloves, like just a slab of leather over your hand. But I felt Toledo's nose. I mean, when it's the sweet spot, your knuckles make the appearance through the glove. And I felt his nose under the glove kind of disappear in a way that things don't bend, and you're like, that's broken. Like, you know it the second you make contact and you pull back, I just broke his nose. And you know that. Canelo Alvarez hit BJ Saunders so hard, he knew he broke his orbital socket. He knew he broke his, he said, he told
with
his
the
corner.
Uppercut?
He told his corner when he sat down, I broke his face. I broke his cheek. It's broken. I felt it. I felt it under my glove. I felt it let go, like the bone broke. And Billy couldn't answer the bell. I think it was the ninth round. I don't remember what.
Yeah,
it was a good fight. It was a good fight, but he couldn't come out, couldn't open his eye. And I mean, as I'm watching it, I even said, oh, his eye's already black. Like the second that uppercut landed. And Billy was fighting a good fight. I don't know that he was going to win it. If it went to the cards, he had a couple more good rounds. There's a good chance he pulls a draw or maybe a shocker out of this thing. He was fighting a good fight, and then he got caught. Canelo's so dangerous. He got caught with that. But on the undercard, there was another fight. I wrote the names down. On the undercard, there was another fight, and I realized how uptight society is because, Brady, I'm going to tell you this. It was Conway versus Sissokoho. Sissokoho. I'm saying it almost Japanese, but that's how they kept saying it. One was black, and one was white. They both wore white trunks. One had red trim. And when it tells you Conway, Sissokoho, one is like opaque black. The other is lily white, Irish white. I don't need Conway white trunks, Sissokoho white trunks, red trim. Just write black guy, white guy. That's all. And when you're trying to tell me about two fighters I don't know, it's okay to write black guy, white guy. If they're wearing the same color trunks, don't make me look for the trim because their trunks were almost exact. So I can't. Who's got the red piping? I can barely tell. Which one's the black guy, said everyone in America. Just put in black guy, white guy. They know that they are, and it's not racist. It's how we're telling them apart. And all they do is talk about that Mexican fighter, the Mexican way, the Puerto Rican fighter, the African guy. This. Why can't we just write black guy, white guy, Mexican guy, white guy, when it's a white guy versus? No, it's two black guys, and they're in the same trunks. Then we go to the white trunk, red trim. Then we go to that when they look pretty much like, okay, I don't know who right. These two Japanese fighters, give me the trunk colors. Then I can know. He's in the black trunks with the orange. The other guy's in the mauve and teal. Fine. But when it's black guy, white guy, and they're in the same trunks, just write black guy, white guy. I can deal with that. Is anybody going to get upset at that?
Just you could say Irish guy, you know, in the two.
You couldn't. Well, you could have, and that's the same white guy.
Yeah.
An African guy, which was his deal. So Irish African.
Yeah.
And pretty much figure
you
that
can
out.
Guess.
But then somebody go, what about South Africans? And there's black Irish. No, there's not black Irish. No such thing. It's not. If you wrote African, an Irishman, pretty secure I'm going to figure that out quickly. Toot sweet. That was a good fight, too. But it was ridiculous, though. I'm sitting there watching. I'm like, I don't know which
one. Who won?
Black guy. But it was closer than you'd think. A Conway guy was fighting a good fight, but a little Japanese guy fought a mean Mexican guy, and they stopped that fight for no reason. But they didn't write, like, they had their trunk colors on, too. And one was wearing, like, bright green and yellow. The other one had something else. I'm like, Japanese guy, Mexican guy. That's what we're all saying at home. How come we're so uptight? Is that really that bad? It's not a slur.
But haven't they always done the trunks?
Yes, and it's dumb. I'm saying it's stupid. It's the most, and now it's an uptight.
But do you think
thing.
That's why they started?
Yes, because it's
why they
safer.
Did the trunks
yes,
that way.
They're scared.
I thought it was just the tradition for.
It's not tradition by any stretch. You could. I'm sure in the past they didn't have a graphic. They used to not run a lot of graphics. Like back in Muhammad Ali's, they would say, "The great Muhammad Ali's in red trunks, Ken Norton's in blue trunks."
Yeah, they made it off color on purpose.
Right. You'd go the opposite. You didn't want to wear the same colors, but you could tell most of the time you're watching a fight. On TV back in the old days, they didn't show undercard fights. Like that. Now with the pay-per-view and everything else, you get 45 different fights the whole night.
In the Roman skirt?
Right. Whatever he's wearing a Roman, that weird dress that some of the guys wear that looks very... Paulie Malignaggi was known for it. He wore the skirt. But yeah, tassels a lot of the times with that. But just say black guy, white guy. We get it. When it's two guys I've never heard of, and the average boxing fan's watching the third undercard, and you're like, which one's Conway and which one's Sissoko? Sissoko. Like they had this weird way of saying it. I'm like, I don't know how. Sissoko? It's the black guy.
Sisko Kid.
It's the black guy. And then there's the white guy. And we already know how this ends. Don't tell me they're fashion choices. And it's exactly how it ended. And I got this email just now. It says, John, talk about sensitivity. I was on a date this week. I met a girl online. We agreed to go out Saturday. We're having a great time. We met at this place. We decided to go to another bar, opened the door to the bar, put my hand on her lower back as we entered the bar, and she stopped. Now, I didn't have my hand on her ass, mind you, just above it. She turned immediately and says, I can figure out how to get through a door without a man guiding me in. Besides, did I say it was okay to touch me? Now, we had joked around a little before, so I thought she was loose, so I laughed and said, oh, sorry, bitch. I said that laughing.
Good response.
Yeah, I laughed because I thought she was playing. She stopped talking immediately and the vibe changed. I realized that moment it was all real. But get this. This bitch actually still wanted the night to continue because she was hungry. I looked at her and I said, I guess we're all done here. And she said, I spent an hour getting ready and you're going to bail before you buy me dinner? And I said, no, I won't do that. But I did bail right after she ordered. Enjoy the bill, bitch. I don't need a woman to guide me out the door either. All right, Brent. Yeah. Well done. I know that. I do that all the time. Like, here you go. And you'll put your hand on somebody just like, almost like a gesture of like, I'm with you.
Yeah, it's a little bit chivalrous.
She turns and says, you can't touch me? Okay. You're
that
right.
That changes the tone for sure.
A whole bunch. And then says, I got ready for this. You're buying me dinner. Am I?
Okay. Really?
No. I don't need a man to guide me.
According to my contract.
Who's guiding you through the door? It was a nice gesture. You've never been with a human being before? I've done it with guys. I've had guys do it to me. Usually it's a pat on the back when
caring.
You're walking by.
It's more caring than anything.
I've had, honestly, I've opened the door for people and smacked them on the back. It's good to see you, man. One of those deals where you just give them, you know, if it's somebody you haven't seen for a while or whatever, open the door, hey, what's going on?
I mean, every now and then.
It's humanity. It's contact.
I've done it before and... You know, like if they're not going through fast enough, I
you
just
shove.
Goose them.
You put
bit.
A finger in their butt.
Yeah.
Exactly. Like the good old days. What your dad taught you was a chivalrous young man. Always open the door for a young lady, and if she's struggling to get in there, give her a little boost. Boom. Little beehole play gets a lady to take two steps faster. It's ridiculous. I mean, we have literally just turned into the biggest bunch of saucy babies of all time.
Nuts.
Anyway, good job, Brent. I'm proud of you. And I hope that's true. I hope you did make her order and say, I'll be right back, and then pull a Toledo's dad, which is what I like to call dates where guys don't come back.
Important safety tip from this morning, John. All women are demons.
Let's not go that far. It's probably pretty accurate. Enough rejection, and eventually we're just going to turn to the dolls in each other. Too many rules, ladies. You've gotten too wildly uptight. And you're wrecking up for the good ones. You're wrecking up for the whores.
So let me get this straight.
That's the only ones that'll be left, by the way.
Right.
And basically what's going to happen in the future is only whores are going to have babies.
Yep.
And you know they're going to raise? Worse whores.
Yep.
So it's going to be we're going to get into a society of absolute whores.
So let me get this straight, John. So we should just walk through the door first and slam it before they get to it so they can get themselves in the door.
So they can be the powerful humans that they are and open the door themselves and feel what it's like to be all capable. Rather than have somebody try to do a nice thing for you. No. That's insulting. And, you know, maybe he did touch her back.
The point is, just because he opens a door for me doesn't give him the right to touch the small of my back.
Right. I don't know. Just seemed like a nice thing. We were having a nice time.
Relax, Francis.
And that's the thing. Jeff Brown says, that guy guiding her through the door was being considerate. What if she's one of those door window ladies? Like, you've got it. Yeah, we've got three door window and a Toledo
and
door window.
And me.
We've got people who've tried to walk through windows next to their own office door. Layla's done it. Like, I would give Layla a guide if I – like, Layla's a lady that we don't have, like, any dating connection. But if I was going through a door with Layla, just to make sure that she knows that the egress isn't the window. Because I've seen her – Heather Morrison, I go to places with her all the time. She walks into windows. She's a window door. She's very confused by the two. Anything clear – she's like a bird. Birds don't know windows aren't openings. Just smash into them sometimes. That's Heather. I've only seen one man do it, and it was Toledo, and there was a yard sale in the hallway because he didn't realize he'd closed his own door to his office, which is
no, Larry was in there. Larry was in there.
So good.
And I forgot Larry was in there.
I was a half mile down the hall, and he had his coffee mug and his half-eaten apple, his date.
The whole system.
Half a mile. It was perfect timing. You were right there at the top of the stairs.
Was right there. And just a huge laugh fell out of me because that was only was it the guy going into the window of a door.
I just did this.
All your stuff fell out of your hands and it was just everywhere. It's like Charlie Brown. It was so great.
Nicholas says, John, they are 100% demons. This explains why the temperature of the shower is always set to hellfire.
And then all the guys come in. There's no way I'd buy that dinner. No, of course you wouldn't.
No.
It's exactly what Brent said. He let her order, and then he said, I'll be right back, and Toledo's dad. I think the Toledo's dad date needs to happen more often so these mean ladies can know what it's like to pay a bill. Then you're going to be really great. Then it's awesome. You can pay for the whole thing.
Yeah, I hope he ordered surf and turf.
I just don't understand how you're that uptight in life. Like, if you didn't like the guy, just say, I don't like you. You're having a nice time. You expect him to get you some drinks and you were going to go over to dinner. Maybe she was going to try to kick in for the bill at the end, but how do you date with that laying out there? Even the
That's
cool
a
girls.
A little uncomfortable right then when that was said.
You don't even talk to cool girls now because if they turn into one of those, he thought this one was okay. Loony. I get it if she'd been like in some sort of a situation, but she can't yell at you for that. She needs to turn and go, hey, I've had some issues with guys touching me a lot. I'm not a touchy-feely person. Not to be a jerk, but, you know, I get uncomfortable with that. Oh, I get it. I'd be like, you're still uptight. You can't just get past that when you know deep down I don't know your problems and you don't know me at all. So we have to kind of forgive each other the first few missteps, but Jesus Christ.
They've turned into like cats. It's all on their own agenda.
Yeah.
A cat wants affection. It goes over you and like, you know what? You're going to give me affection.
And occasionally, a cat will smash into a window and think it's open. I've had it happen, and it's hilarious. And they act like they meant to do it.
And it'll take a swing at you if it doesn't want affection.
Exactly. Haven't anybody take a swing at me yet, but I don't.
Cat can get crotchety.
My hands up at all times might be why.
Oh, here, kitty. No.
Look, I'm constantly up. I got my hands next to the eyes at all times, Brady. So maybe she knows not to take a swing at me, but I've seen it. You're right. Man, it's tough out there. I'm sorry, guys. It's a rough one. I wouldn't want it. And then Elon Musk hosted Saturday Night Live Saturday. It was a big doings over the weekend. And they put it on YouTube, and they broadcast it worldwide. Elon Musk is such a big deal. Comes out, says he's got the Asperger's, which everybody lost their mind over. And turns out he's not the first host.
No.
Dan Aykroyd had Asperger's. He was a cast member. And he came out later and said he hosted since too. But there's been a couple, I'm sure. But I watched and...
That's what he said. I'm the first to admit
first
it.
First to admit it, right. Yeah. Well, I mean, even still. So what?
That's funny.
But he did an OJ joke that was like, oh, okay, that's pretty funny. Like he made a joke about OJ.
He's hosted twice.
Yeah, but he missed the years. He said 96. And I'm like, oh, and he's hosted it two times, so who knows? So he's basically saying he's capable of murdering. And
he said he killed both times.
Yeah, exactly, which is great. It's a good joke. That was the last time I laughed at the entire episode. I don't know what they were putting him in situations to be, but if anything, they just showcased how bad SNL is. I watched that thing thinking, this is Weekend Update, and that is all. The whole show is just basically The Daily Show in about 8 minutes of decent jokes about the political. And it is pretty good. They have some great jokes going in there. Outside of that, man, there's nothing. I don't know what they were doing with the Luigi Mario bit.
Yeah, I don't know what that was.
I don't know. And if you watch the show, the audience is dead silent.
Yep.
Like, there's no laughs throughout. That show used to be, like, its relevance is nothing.
Live, library audience.
Yeah. I'm warming up to Pete Davidson, though. That Chad thing on Mars.
The Chad thing wasn't bad, but I didn't laugh at it.
I like those things.
It's just, and it's been done. It's Butthead.
It's been done, yeah.
He's basically, what? Like, it's Butthead.
It's one-word answers.
He's
cool. Sweet.
There's, like, it's Butthead.
Right.
When he did the thing, he goes, we need you to do the sack to blah, blah. Sack. I'm like, you're Butthead. You're not, like, this isn't new. And I get it. Like, that's going to be new to some people, but it was okay. And nothing about it's live. Everything's taped. They have, like, two live sketches, and they were horrible. So Elon Musk went on there. And then the controversy. I don't know what's controversial. Like, maybe it's just not having Twitter and stuff, but is he that bad? Because they're like, oh, my contract. Two cast members, Arizona's own A.D. Bryant and Bowen Yang, asked Lorne Michaels if they could sit out. A.D. did the opening thing, evidently sat in with her mom and said hi, and then wasn't in another sketch. She asked to be out of the episode, I guess. And Bowen Yang did the same thing and then caved and was in a couple of the sketches anyway. But he basically has blasted Elon Musk on his Twitter. So I went, I'm like, what is controversial about Elon Musk? And evidently it's him short-selling his own stock by manipulating the prices, saying, I think Tesla's stock is a little too high right now. And it dropped. You lose thousands of dollars when the guy who runs Tesla says, I think we're running a little hot. And then, of course, they're going to react to that. So he's done that a few times, and I'm sure he's got some.
Because of the Asperger's, he's a little too honest.
Is the controversy, like, I haven't seen, like, they showed 11 of his weirdest tweets, and they were all kind of like, you're an idiot to people he thinks are, and isn't that the whole point of Twitter? I don't get it.
Then he turns around and says, Dogecoin.
Yeah, he said it was a.
SpaceX will accept it for.
Right. Well, he's going to sponsor a SpaceX ride.
Yeah.
With Doge. Like, he's trying to hype that. He called it a hustle as a joke.
Yeah.
I got that it was a joke. People are like, he called it a hustle and the stock's going to plummet. It's like, it is a hustle. All stocks are hustles. They're hoping for good news, so it's all a hustle. But I didn't know what he was so controversial about.
Apparently he spread disinformation about COVID-19 a lot.
At first he said he didn't believe in masks and even addressed that on things. At first I said it, now I feel like I might have been wrong. So human beings, zero opportunity to change your mind.
Yep.
None. And so what? He spread disinformation. If you're looking to Elon Musk for your medical information, you're looking for disinformation. Idiot.
Mm-hmm. It's his opinion.
Yeah, it's what he thinks. I just don't like masks. Elon's spreading disinformation. Well, thanks, hindsight police. But he invented an electric car. That doesn't mean he knows about the respiratory system up and down. I don't think. Does it? Is there anything about the Tesla that makes you know more about the lung and the capacity of air that you can handle as a human?
Maybe on that giant screen, maybe it does its own x-rays.
Oh, man.
I don't know.
Who knows? That feature. That would
just
be pretty
driving
amazing.
Driving along and seeing your own.
See, looking for tumors on your stuff. Lungs while you're driving.
Look at that
now,
right
look,
there.
Let me tell you.
Hit that button right there.
That is a car I would get behind. It's like, you know what? I'm feeling a little weak. Tesla, how about an x-ray real quick? MRI? Get an MRI.
Mammogram.
Michael, you have a lump on your lung. Huh. We'll have to get to that, won't we there, Tesla? I didn't know they did that. I just thought they were super fast. That time Jim Wilson took me for a ride in his Tesla, we went down that on-ramp, and I almost pooped. Very quick car. That's all I knew. We didn't get any x-rays or results, or there was no doctor in there. And because my friend Wilson owns one, I didn't once turn to him during the pandemic and say, what are your views on the medical issues? And then take him to task on it when he was wrong. It didn't.
He offered me a ride. I refused to get in the car.
Because of the x-rays?
Because of Elon Musk.
Oh, is that right? You won't ride in it?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think the only thing we learned, and we've known this for a while, that Saturday Night Live can't write a full 90-minute show and be funny. It's just not funny. And the saddest part is they're...
confusing sometimes.
You get confused?
Yeah. I'm like, where are they going with this? Or am I missing something
Yeah,
here?
I do feel that. Like, is it me? Am I the one? But then I realize, oh, no one in the audience there actually primed up and ready to laugh is laughing. So, I don't know. Yeah, he says he's a genius. He's nothing less. The dude made me $2,100 and I put $300 in his Dogecoin coin. I don't care anybody. F everybody who hates this man. I agree. And he's not stupid. He picked the thing that was the most popular coin for the average Joe to be able to buy into and backed it so it had some legs, even though it's not even a thing.
And Mark Cuban got in.
And Cuban got in because they realized they're raising money for no – there's a stockpile of money on a thing that doesn't have any technology yet, the Dogecoin. But if we all believe it, it will become real, just like dollars. It's pretty great. Yeah, I didn't know. I didn't understand any of that. And then we saw Brady, of course, took Brian Callen and some MMA fighters out. Which one doesn't look like all the others? And they went over to the zoo.
Now, you ran into them, or this
was
planned?
Brady was host of Zoo Days with Callen.
Look at the dong, Brady. I got to say, Brady.
So Brian knows them.
Yeah. Yeah, he's good friends with them.
Every time he comes in town. Frankie. Look how often
Sugar Sean. Look how O'Malley.
Often. It's all over the place. It's huge amounts of volume.
Yeah, so he went out, and Brady was fascinated with Sugar Sean O'Malley's rainbow hair and Callen.
It was worship. Yeah. And so it was pretty cool. And then we were gonna feed a pygmy.
No. Okay, this is Brady's Instagram page. All right, I've slept enough this weekend because of COVID too. Brady's Instagram page is the second shot of the vaccine. It'll knock you cold, even with three
it's
people.
It's like an SNL skit.
It's worse, Brady. I would actually watch Saturday Night Live over this. What are you guys still talking about?
Oh,
thank God it's over. It's just the four of them standing there.
Thanking Wildlife World.
Well, just go thank them in person. Just go say hi. God, I don't understand that stuff. I don't get it. And then Larry vacuuming. Is that on your Instagram too?
Yeah.
Brady, God damn it. What more can you find boring?
If you're looking for a good midday job.
Middays with Larry McFeely.
A place for everything in its
own. All right. It's who you need to be stopped. What happened to editing something? What happened to looking like I've done?
Nope. One take wonder.
Yeah, you just look and you go, meh, not entertaining. But nobody does that anymore. Everybody takes a video. I got Larry vacuuming a room. It's going to be great. Instead of looking at it going, this doesn't need to be out. This is not a good one. I think we think we're offending the person we're filming. You didn't post that video of me. It's like, no, it was terrible. You look dumb. Vacuuming Larry. Who are you appealing? Do you think you're confused? You've confused the world. And Toledo
part of a job of a DJ.
No, it isn't.
Work at the vacuum on midday. Mm-mm. Yeah,
it's part of a neurotic Jewish man.
Yes.
Basically, what he's doing every time he does that is insulting you. Because I don't know if you've ever noticed where he vacuums.
Oh yeah,
is your path. He hangs out by your side. He vacuums right over there. For some reason. When we get in here, I clean the whole studio before I leave. And every time I look back, Larry's back in here with Clorox wipes doing it again. He's like a girl.
Did you vacuum or mop?
I did. And then you see him in there mop.
You did
go back
job.
You're mopping over and I'm not going to do it. So no wonder we don't do indoor work. I tried to mop the house. No. Mop it again.
Did it wrong.
Okay. Well, I'm never going to do it again then. I'm not wasting my time.
Watch this.
Yeah, I'm not going to waste my time if you're just going to go over it a second time. Come on. Yeah, I don't get the whole Instagram thing whatsoever.
Well,
but I'm glad you guys had fun.
Evidently, I was high as a kite.
Were you?
I guess you're hanging out with
were they smoking?
Sean.
Were they smoking hard?
He's got some weed products, I guess. I didn't know.
You didn't partake?
I said, I bet you were eating some lettuce over there with those hippos.
Were you?
Smoking lettuce.
Was that an Instagram joke?
It was a comment.
Oh, Jesus, yeah. God. Did anything occur? With the rainbow-headed man and Brian Callen and you at just a regular day at the zoo.
We didn't breathe together.
What?
That's smoking weed. Gotcha. Brady's got the terms down.
Come on, right. Toledo.
Pick it up, kid.
Man, sorry.
But just zoo day was just an average zoo. No stories, no
it was. Sugar Sean was freaked out by the rhino. He had a tough time feeding. He wouldn't.
You wouldn't put it in a
tank. He was worried. He's like, yeah, I'm worried about putting my fist over there because that's how I get paid.
That's his moneymaker.
Yeah.
He's a fighter. Was he annoying or was he a nice
no,
guy?
No, he was a nice guy.
The hair screams annoying. Like I don't know that I could.
Well, Alan called me. Yeah.
Is he?
He's got to be a little annoying.
Yeah, have a guy in a rainbow wig. It's going to be like, all right, we're going to get that weird attention that I'm not sure I like.
Just Callen feel like called. He's always got to be on.
Yeah.
Callen texts, I'm running 10 minutes late, but Sean should be there. And I don't know. I've never met right. Sean before or Tim. Right. And he goes, they might be out front. He's a multicolored hair guy.
Pretty so easy I go to out spot. There.
Oh, there's yeah, one.
That's the guy.
Are you Sean?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Sup, bro?
And when I said that, he thought he was just a guy, you know, that groupie. Recognized him. Right. Yeah. I'm like, well, I'm a. Hang on, I gotta walk.
I'm
out
your
there.
Guide. Yeah. Did you have to guide? Are you? Do you actually no, do Jolene, tours now?
I've done them enough
that you could actually do a tour of the zoo.
I'm pretty sure I could.
Did Kirby go again?
Jolene was there taking us around, and she's great. Yeah, she was there to make sure that I don't, tell anything
you
inaccurate.
Don't get in there.
Right, because you don't want that to leak out.
Yeah,
because I could change the ecosystem, Brady.
If you say so much inaccuracies that somebody had to follow you the whole day.
Not only that, it could end a species. Right. Like the zoo person's like, Brooke, Brady has missed on so many things that we've actually lost. Like the dodo bird is Brady's fault.
How big do these pygmy hippos get? Well, they get up to 20,000 pounds.
I don't know. What am I, a circus performer? It's pretty big.
No, he didn't have to go over too much information. It was basically feeding them and going over there.
The new Snow White, the witch doesn't give her the apple. She just shows her Brady's Instagram page, and she's out like a light. But don't kiss her, goddammit. And then the other thing, did you see the this is a controversy that's trying to be a thing coming from the right. Now, the left is usually pretty responsible for these weird Snow White, don't kiss her things. The right's responsible for the I don't know what it's the one lady that didn't use Mother's Day, she called it birther right people or birthing God. People. They're called birthing people.
Birthers?
So there was this, nope, birthing people. That's a mother, not birthers, because we can. So she said, well, it's insulting to add a gender to Mother's Day. This one person, and she's in Congress, right? So she says this thing about, you got to call it, so I give all birthing people a happy day on this day, because she's like, it's not just cisgender women that have babies. I'm like, well, but it is mothers. Like, they're still mothers, right? It's not, but so Ted Cruz got all crazy.
Bad, is this a bad thing for kids now, this upcoming generations, that you should not celebrate Mother's Day?
Oh, you celebrate Mother's
Day. Is it improper now? Is this...
No, but this is what, like, because the same thing as the war on Christmas was like, just ignore it.
Yeah.
Like, there isn't one, but people who say you can't say Merry Christmas, if you say happy, if I say Merry Christmas to you and you lose your mind, you're just a person I know never to deal with. Actually, I like it. You just revealed yourself as a human being I want to spend zero time with. So I actually say Merry Christmas or whatever, as much as I can. If I'm in an event and I'm like, Happy Holidays, everybody. If it's a mixed room, I'll say Happy Holidays. I don't want to go out of my way to make people upset. But if I see somebody, I'm like, hey, Merry Christmas. If I say that and you lose your mind, I know you're a nutball. If I say Happy Mother's Day and you're like, hey, birthing people's day, I'm like, no, it's you're a person I don't want to deal with. So please, by all means, reveal yourselves, because there's like one out of a million of you that have this opinion. But Ted Cruz and Greta Van Susteren and all this stuff are saying they're trying to cancel Mother's Day. And it was just a couple of people.
Democratic Congresswoman Cori Bush, she did it in a speech to Congress.
Right. But nobody's saying you can't say Mother's Day. And that's what the loony right side's going to say. Is the loony left side says birthing people. The loony right side's going to say, they're trying to get rid of everything we love. And all of us in the middle are like, knock it off. I'm in such a knock it off stage of my life.
Stop with the cloud.
Right. Enough.
Like you said on the Happy Holidays stuff or Merry Christmas. I mean, the most Jewish people I say around that time are like, enjoy your Chinese food.
Right.
Christmas.
Enjoy that noodle.
Have a great meal.
You're going to have an amazing empty night. It's going to be you and all
and
the
New
Jews.
Year's.
Yeah. You guys have the best night ever. Christmas Eve at George Yang's is just a jam-packed night. And I tell George Yang's people, Happy Hanukkah, because they're going to make the most money ever that night. No, or Chinese, I suppose. Yeah. Chinese people at George Yang's love that stuff. But yeah, look, everybody's making a big stink. My mom said something last night. Hi, Mom. Happy Mother's Day. And she said, how you doing? I'm like, I got knocked out pretty good by that second shot. Oh, that's exactly why I'm not getting
you.
It. People are just not having a good experience with those shots. And I'm like, all right.
You know what else they're not having a good experience with?
I didn't
with?
Say it. I know. It was in my head. I'm like, all right. Okay, well, I got it. I'm doing good. I just got super duper sleepy, pretty common. And, you know, some chills, but no big deal. She goes, it's just a lot of people. There's a lot of people dying, John. They don't tell you about that. And I'm like, they sure don't. They don't. There's probably someone at Sprouts who knows. And then
Fauci.
And she said something. She goes, and this border. Like, you can't, like, my mom be like, how was your dinner? Oh, it's great now. This border. Like, will you turn goddamn Fox News off for 5 seconds? Just talk to me. This border problem, I'm telling you. I'm like, yeah, it's pretty bad, huh? She goes, they're dropping them off in my neighborhood. I'm like, is that right?
I got to find rooms for 62,000
yeah,
people.
I'm dropping them off right down the street now. It's amazing. I'm like, all right then. All right. Cool. Anyway, I just want to call wish a happy Mother's Day. Did you see that? They're trying to get rid of Mother's Day. I'm like, no, they're not, don't buy into this. Don't
it's not going
to
happen.
There's loonies on the other side saying Birther People Day. They're wrong. And anybody saying that it's going to infiltrate and you have to, you don't. You can just say Mother's Day. You'll be fine. Sure. If you want to get canceled, like, all right. Maybe someday, but I'll fight that. I'm all up for the fight now. I'm all up for the whole shut up, leave it alone fight. But birthing people, and then somebody else came up with another controversy off birthing people that I didn't see coming because I thought, well, it's easy to ignore that. Somebody goes, what about people who have adopted? They can't be mothers? And I'm like, oh, my God, it's working.
Doesn't count.
You're not a birthing people. You went and signed up for that one. You've just offended every human being that's ever adopted a child by calling, what if a woman couldn't have a baby and still adopted? Does that make her less of a mom? Yes.
You got to fight now.
In one way, it absolutely does. She didn't birth it. What about people with C-sections? That's technically not a birth. It's a medical procedure. Okay.
Great point.
It's Mother's Day. Why are we having... Who was against it? Who was against... Even gay couples with little Chinese babies are like, I'm the mom, and he's... So it's kind of my... I'm the Mother's
that
Day.
That group that just it upsets them every year. Finally, we got our say.
Who is living this way, this upset, every single day?
It's fun.
It must be. I don't think they're having fun.
No,
it's fun for
no.
me, because I get to see absurdity.
They just continually go, let's see what kind of crap we can throw at the wall
yeah.
today.
See, I do. I think it's like, I just want to... They're trolls in a
yep.
weird way.
Yes.
But they're trolls who want their way. But I can't imagine. But yeah, the Fox News got really, my phone even had an alert pops up. Mother's Day, now known as Birther People's Day, if the left has their way. I'm like, I don't think, it's up to us, isn't it? It's not the left having their way.
Right, exactly.
And if they got so crazy and just canceled Mother's Day to call it Birthing People's Day, that would be hilarious. Just the attempt at it. Just laugh at. Do what we used to do all the time. Laugh at people who are really goofy.
Boy, it really puts
and walk away.
Cramps on marketing. Phoenix Suns would like to welcome all birthing peoples to the game tonight.
Well,
please
I adopted my child.
Please stand up.
Let's give a round of applause to the birthing
maybe
people.
That's why.
That's the thing. It's
you
the
adopting
ones.
Bitches.
Yeah. Now, adopting women, please stay seated because
you're no mother.
Birthing person.
Maybe we'll do another day where it's a Section 319. C-12, the C-section of the day, Mom.
That's not bad. We only do women with C-sections to sit in C-sections because they've been through so much more than us. I can only sit in L4, L5 because of my discectomy surgery. It's so...
Don't forget about Miss Carrie night.
That's every hey, fans, Taco Bell will give you one free taco every time a player carries the ball. It's a Miss Carrie night. Ladies with your tickets.
Hey, I don't like this at all.
Talk about a party
every
crowd.
Whistle. Ooh.
Hey! He carried! Hey! All the ladies get a free taco for Miss Carrie night.
Only tomorrow between 4 and 7.
We've gotten so stupid. That Suns game was fun, though. I'll tell you that. That's a fun place to go again. The Suns are fun. They're fun to watch.
Good energy.
Oh, well, they added some more people to the building, so I think there was probably 7,000. Took a guess. I don't know. Don't hold me to it. Because I know how dangerous it is if you're incorrect on your numbers or your mask ideas today.
Have they changed it up where everyone sits in the lower bowl or at all, or is it the seats are still it's scattered?
Well, much like most people who are employed, I try not to look up at the upper bowl, so I didn't see.
Okay.
But I think a good majority of it was on the lower bowl. They're scattered out pretty
I think
good.
There's, what is there, 8,000 allowed
seven,
now?
Seven, I think, seven yeah. or eight. Yeah, that was my
they're,
guess.
They're thinking that by the time playoffs start,
oh, that's Phoenix, be the
will be, Phoenix will be 100%.
78,000, 73,000 people at Texas Stadium for the Canelo-Alvarez fight Saturday.
Yeah.
And zero. Like, it was insane. And they're fine. And the baseball stadiums in Texas have been full pull for a while, whether or not they sell out, but you're allowed to go. Diamondbacks will be back to normal here in a couple yep. months. It's yeah, I think by playoff time, which is next week. I think it's next Tuesday, yeah.
I thought there were still like no, 10 like, games
no,
left.
No, there's like five or six
I know
games,
there's
tops.
Plenty of places opening up on the
yeah, they'll
like,
do it.
Memorial weekend. It will be a big.
We'll right. go. We'll go full, probably three quarters full for the playoffs.
Salt River Tubing is opening up. Why was that like a thing? Ooh, you're on a river.
Yeah, you're outside. You're on a river.
Come on.
Yeah, you're too. It's too close. And there's a lot of awkward
those
attempts.
Spike at, balls float.
They,
there's a lot of finger banging on the river. Yeah. I think that's what they're just trying to avoid that. And we can't.
Racing
yeah.
turds down the river.
Bryce Samuels said, now we have to turn Father's Day into Sperm Donor Day. Because, you know, not everybody was a father. And Toledo, your Father's Day would have to be. We came up with some Friday. I was coming up with some gems for our Father's Day contest because we can't have MILF, but we can have the Father's Day contest. So we're having it because dudes are much cooler. And like,
it's not going to be as fun as you think it is. There's going to be too many legal things that
nope.
we have
well,
to
well, that
do.
Was true. Mark was putting a lot of wet blankets on. But I basically wanted to make this Father's Day contest like Toledo's Dream Day where dad comes back. So we're having a catch with Toledo and like all these like songs like these guys would sing Cats in the Cradle to yeah. and all that. So we got all these categories. And then it just got, well – how do we have a catch and have a, who judges that? I'm like, oh, we just have Toledo calling balls. He like, can't call the balls and strikes. He's an employee. Yeah. So we have to have some non-employee.
Brady can't. He's an employee.
He's an employee. Can't do that. Let's just throw okay. a dart at him. Like, Mark, you don't understand like entertainment at all. Like the funny part is just the visual of Toledo having a catch with all these fathers.
Yeah.
Because he's never done it.
We're not giving away $1 million, right. Mark. Jesus Christ.
We're going to get sued. We're going
to
get sued.
Have you ever sent a card? Montana.
Oh, good no. question.
Let's do it this year.
Let's send a big one. We'll all sign it. And then like have them say, send this back. Circle the one you think is yours.
Oh, and I can put pictures of all
put
his
pictures
kids.
Of yeah. all of us. And then pictures. Yeah, which one of these
all
is
of
yours?
All his kids.
Yeah.
See
like,
if he
where's
remembers
Waldo?
Jeremy.
Oh, we'll just put a little like, we'll smash a fly in the card because Jeremy got hit by a bus. Not our Jeremy. Ah, hilarious. Yeah, so it's just the uptight, everything. You know, I was having a good time, having fun this weekend, and then you have this uptight moment. And another good time, and you're like, you're uptight again. Like, all the news keeps coming in. And we had a shooting downtown. They tried to make that like a mass shooting. All it was a bunch of people
Hyatt?
Mad at each other, started shooting.
At a party,
back
right?
Back and forth, at the Hyatt Regency. They had some party, and the DJ just had to stop playing and go hide, and he filmed the whole thing. It was just one of the guys got mad at another one of the guys, and they started getting, there was an altercation, there was a shooting. One dead, seven injured. Crazy. But I turned it on the news, and I didn't even know. And they're like, mass shooting in downtown Phoenix. I'm like, oh, my God, it happened here? No, it's just like typical 22-year-old nonsense brawl turned into somebody with a gun and another guy with a gun, and they started popping shots. That's been going on for ages. It's not a mass. There was one in Colorado, though.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
But that also had ties back because it was a boyfriend going into a birthday party, mad. Like, lost his mind at whatever, just started to shoot. It was people he knew. It wasn't random. I think they got to differentiate mass shootings from that. Like, if the shooter knew the people and there's a backstory,
yeah,
it's not some random.
That's a crime of
yeah,
passion.
Yeah, didn't walk
kinda?
Into a thing and just yeah. start firing at a mall.
Yeah.
Right, you know,
like,
just
he didn't
walk
snap
right.
and. Yeah,
right,
just
and just
go
kill
randomly.
Random people.
Yep. He had a plan.
Like, because those are the ones where you're like, well, that, like, that's just keeping bad people in your life. They're just coming back. They come back to haunt you. Yeah, I kind of wished I was at the Hyatt Regency this weekend reading about birthing people. And
guy says, John, what about me? I'm a man. I raised my son alone. Sorry, Toledo. I was a father and mother in one. You don't see me bitching and moaning. When do I get my when I got my son yesterday? Who the F cares?
When you got your son yesterday? Oh, you, he didn't get you anything?
Apparently, yeah.
Yeah. Where's the mom? She die or something?
I don't know.
I need more story on that.
I'll find out.
Never heard of a mom running off.
You that haven't? Happen?
Not really.
What? Really? Happens all the time.
It does?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Moms just bail out?
Not really bailing out, but they have a substance.
They have issues.
Oh, yeah, that's different.
Know,
that's
some
different.
Of them, they're some out of them bail out.
Like you're giving them a reason. I'm saying just leave. I never just leave?
Just left the kids.
Yeah, I don't hear that too often. Yeah. Something, usually there's a story like she's either dead.
Mental problems.
Or she's a basket case and got taken away. Like, did she get taken away or did she just up and leave? Like, you don't have the joke of the mom saying, I'll be back. I got to go get some smokes. I'll be back.
Right.
That doesn't occur as nearly as often as like the way Toledo's dad did it, which is just, you know, the Toledo adios, as they like to call it up in Montana.
Well known. The Toledo bye-bye.
The Toledo bye-byes. Bye-bye, baby. Bye-bye. He's doing the old Toledo bye-bye. Where'd that guy go? He's been gone for
Son
years.
Son of a bitch. Toledo bye-bye.
The Irish goodbye. The Italian goodbye. They have them all when you're drinking. Your dad had Toledo goodbye. We're just up and pale. I've never heard of that.
In Montana, they have the Toledo Pass. What's the deal with that? You just
nobody crosses
this road,
the Toledo Pass.
You don't come back.
Key Custer has a great idea. So for your Father's Day thing, everybody who doesn't win the grand prize as a parting gift gets milk and cigarettes. So when they return to the house, it all makes sense. See, I told you I was going out for milk and smokes.
Going out for a pack of smokes.
You don't have that joke for women.
No, the best one you had was like last Friday. Oh, right.
Oh,
smokes.
The cigarettes. I'll be right back. It's 7:16 in the morning, six. We just got to be less sensitive. Every one of us normal people. Like, it really dawned on me yesterday when Jim.
But you've said it. I don't think anybody's that sensitive.
That's the thing. We all got to be louder about not listening to them.
You don't care.
By telling people at work, oh, you're an uptight bitch. Like, that needs to be thrown around work more often.
Yep.
Stop being so uptight to dudes and guys or girls.
Loosen up.
Calm down. I'm not touching
just
you.
Just ignore.
No, that's been the problem. We've been ignoring the whole time, and look what's gone on. These brush fires on the outskirts of normalcy and logic have become like so loud that Twitter and money become. It's everything is designed not to scare Twitter. That's it. If Twitter gets hold of it, we'll all get. No, be louder and be more proud of it. Like, and if you do something really stupid, say I'm sorry to the person you did it to, not to the world. But if somebody downstairs is telling you, hey, look, I'd rather not be a mother. I'd rather be called a birth person. I'd be like, you know what you are? Is a silly person. That's dumb. You're being dumb. Oh, I'll go to HR with that. And I'm like, please do. Absolutely do. Because there's no rule in place that says I can't think you're dumb.
We've got a lot of mom leaving stories.
Really?
Guys, my kid's mom took off. I caught her cheating. She just bailed.
No kidding.
Another one, I think the guy responded.
They just leave the baby and everything. There's, I mean, sure
Mom,
it happens. It's not
Mom's a drunk drug addict breaking into houses. We dumped her long ago.
That's not her leaving. That's you getting rid of her.
Yeah, you got rid of her.
Yeah.
That's you saying I'm going to do this without her. I get that. But there aren't a lot of mom stories where she's like, I'll be right back.
Crack whore, she left.
Crack. Usually crack is involved.
Man.
But that's a good thing. Like, I don't, first off, you had a baby with
sure
a crack
is.
Whore.
Yeah, what was going on with
you
that?
You probably weren't on the up and up. So a couple people, you know, crack whores are very rarely.
Good for you for being better now, I assume, but.
A crack whore's very rarely, like my lawyer husband and I broke up.
So where'd you meet the crack whore?
Yeah, it's like I had a crack whore husband. You just had the baby and realized we got to get off the crack, and she's like, not me.
I can't hear the term crack whore and not think of Norm MacDonald.
Yeah, she's a crack whore, you know? Just get that crack whore-y kind of way.
Hey, you know how they are.
Baby with a crack whore. You're probably going to have instability.
What?
You know, that's a guess, but I bet I'm accurate. You know? It kind of goes hand in hand with the procreating with a crack whore.
What?
No. You know, you get a crack whore there, and rarely is she like, oh, God, I did all my stuff at work today and came home and loaded up on crack.
It's such a normal
and,
day.
And then put the baby down and, you know, I can take a nap now. You know, one hit of crack before bed, I say.
Just one?
You know, it's not normal.
Just to maintain.
You don't have that, you know. You don't have a crack baby. Yeah. You know, you get that crack whore there. You know, she's taking care of all the bills.
Guys, my mom became a lesbian, took off when I was 5. No, I'm not Toledo.
Became a lesbian. Your mom.
Yeah.
Your mom became heterosexual for a little while and realized, nah, this isn't for me. She went to what felt normal. You don't become a lesbian. Lesbians hate
especially
that.
When you were 5. If she's been a lesbian for what I'm assuming, what, 20 years at least?
Elizabeth Smart's dad. Became gay a few years ago, but then he's like, it's been that way for like 35 years. He's known. You don't just become a lesbian because your kid's fifth birthday rolled around. I love the idea of that. Anyway, yeah, moms don't just run off. But yeah, we all have to get loud. I say the opposite of ignoring it. If somebody at your work says something, you're like, really? But it is. It's too hard. Because when my buddy Jim held that up about the TMZ story about Auschwitz family fun, so they had to kill this. I'm like, that is that. And he goes, I like most people be like, that's. I'm like, I don't think most people. I said, you're afraid of it. Like, he's right. He goes, I have two or three friends that I can talk to about this stuff. Tops. That I that not only that he can, the only ones he feels comfortable with. And it's kind of true. Like, you get into rooms where you're like, you feel loose and you're having fun, and then somebody overhears you. It's weird. So I don't care anymore. Overhear me all day. What are you eavesdropping for, you weirdo? I heard what you said about that. I'm like, good. Did you laugh? No. Then we can't be friends, because that was goddamn hilarious.
Hey, assholes, women leave too. I would have left Big Dick Toledo, but his dad beat me to the door, signed his mom.
They had a foot race. Last one out, raises the baby.
God damn it.
That is hilarious.
Guess I got to stay.
My mom dropped me off at my dad's parents and moved back to Wisconsin because her stepdad was dying and she didn't want her mom to be alone, and I haven't seen her in 16 years.
Wow.
Says Brian. Again, extenuating circumstances of other people dying and stuff like that, but just never just the up and go.
But not. But
I'm sure it happens.
Bouncing for 16 years, that's a little rough.
Nearly as common as the dad taking off. I guess in a way, adoption is sort of that. They just did the responsible thing by giving it to someone else first. That's sort
I'm
of
not
a mom
gonna be,
walking
They don't
out,
feel
right?
like I'm going to be a good mom.
Or, yeah, or it's kind of forced. Yeah. Like the religious beliefs make it so
they're
family. I'm
not so sure foster homes are the best place either.
Well, I know, but I mean, that is kind of them.
Or the foster program,
in a way,
I
sort
should
of
say.
Abandoning
I'm sure foster. I know a lot of people that do fostering, and that's a huge, huge thing.
But that's walking out, right? You just left them with someone else.
Yeah.
It's not a bad thing all the time, but what a story. The birthing people. It sounds like aliens. The pod people. The egg havers. It's 7:22. What do you got on the big board of musical treats today? Toledo, because Vesely isn't here.
All right. The big board, the big erase board is back because I have two functioning arms.
That's right.
The Action Ride Shop board is back. If you want to do anything that goes downhill, hit up Action Ride Shop. On the southwest corner of Southern and Gilbert Road,
argue
you can find them right in there, or on Instagram at actionrideshop.com.
After a lengthy search, they're right in there.
After
area.
A lengthy search. A lot of things related to kissing.
Mm.
A few things,
for Prince Charming?
Yep. A few things related to Brett's sickness this morning.
Yeah.
Smash the control machine from OTEP for all the people who want to cancel everything.
Yeah, I agree with that. I like that song. Let's do OTEP. Smash the control machine. It's great.
All right.
Why is Faster Pussycat Poison Ivy on there? Did we talk about
It's something to deal with the Disney thing, because you're kissing.
I'm creeping up right behind me.
Make me itch, well, I'm out of calamine.
Basically, it's you're,
so
you've got crabs.
Itch.
You've got crabs.
Right. Which? Oh, OTEP. Okay. Gotcha.
Yeah. It's the Faster Pussycat. I can't believe I gave them money quite a few times.
You went and saw them more than once?
Three times. I actually followed them, like I told you, from the Motley Crue show where they opened to after the Gold Rush. They said, show your tickets. We're going to do an after party at After the Gold Rush.
Where's that?
It's what it turned into something else. Remember, it was the Electric Bathroom. Before it became the Electric Bathroom,
the
it was.
Electric Bathroom? Who comes up with
that? That was the Electric Ballroom. That's what we called the Electric Bathroom because it stunk in
so hot and steamy and smelly.
Sweaty. It was the grossest place you've ever been to watch. I saw Cheap Trick at the Electric Bathroom, and I'm like, I feel like this place needs.
Sounds dirty.
A free bar of soap when you leave. It should be like part of this. It's so filthy in there. I forget what they. A Devil House, was that right? I don't remember if that was what. But we were there, and then. Tammy and the boys came rolling in and did one of the worst shows I've ever seen in my life.
I just had to at the nightclub in Columbus. It was just them signing.
Faster so Pussycat?
Four bands. Oh, Kix, right. Faster Pussycat.
Yeah.
This was my first time into the big hair rock. Ugh. And then Gene Simmons solo.
Oh, wow.
So the line was 2 miles long.
Oh, yeah. No, those guys pulled in the
and it was the West Side's finest.
Oh, yeah.
Lined up and... My baby's in the car. Can you get me in?
You got to hurry. It's 80 degrees out here. Yeah, it was...
Henry Lee Summer was the other one.
Something almost happened with
Kicks,
Henry Lee
Faster
Summer.
Pussycat.
That's a pretty good grouping. Yeah, they said it, and then we all lined up outside after the cruise show to go see Faster Pussycat at this little bar.
And then the cleanup afterwards, the little glass vials.
Oh, no kidding?
Yeah.
Wow.
Condoms.
Cocaine.
Cocaine.
Prominent. How interesting. Yeah, mine was just the security guard trying to punch the lead singer of Faster Pussycat because he was trying to park. The guy's like, keep barking because I'm in the band, man. That's all he kept yelling. And we're all in line. He's like, and the guy's just pounding on the front of this rented Honda Accord. Turn it around. I'm taming down. I'm like, oh, no. I'm part of this. I'm going to go home. Tame me down. He's screaming. And we're all like, let him through. It's the singer of the band. He's like, I don't care. You can't drive through here. There's people everywhere. And then they eventually let him through because the mob rule pushed the security guard. Like, dude, you got to.
We lost Tawny Catane.
I know. A video vixen. And you know what? In honor of her, once the news popped up on my phone Saturday morning, I looked at a lot of old naked photos of how amazing she was. Stunning. Like her face from like 81, maybe a little earlier than that, into the mid-90s. Spectacular. And then she ended up on the show botched because she had terrible surgery. Her boobs went haywire. And she was just
a celebrity rehab too before.
Probably.
That? Yeah.
I would assume so. Did they say why she died or how? Because all I saw
no.
was she died. Like 59? 59 years old. Yeah. And then I watched the Is This Love video or the other one, the one that she's crawling on the car. I can't remember the name of the song now. Oh, my Lord. I mean, there wasn't much better than what she did. People forget, and you won't remember this at all, but a person who was raised by TV, me, remembers that when they did the new WKRP in Cincinnati, she was on it, and it was in her heyday. She was spectacular.
She was
gorgeous.
Like the
she was like
new
a DJ.
Haley?
She was the new, or, no, Bailey Quarters.
Bailey,
is who you're thinking
right,
of.
Bailey,
no, she was
yeah.
the new kind of Jennifer.
Okay.
But she wasn't front desk in it. She was like a big member of the station. With some British guy. That was bad. Michael DeBars was the new morning
How
show host.
How many seasons?
Two, maybe three. They went to syndication. So it was
that had been three seasons, right?
Well, syndication after the networks were like, no. So then, like Baywatch, same thing. It just did it on its own. And she was in it. She looked unbelievable. So, it was a loss, but she was in a Mexican movie I found where she just sits naked the whole time. And she's all these people speaking Italian or something around or Spanish. I don't know what it was. And she's in it, and I'm like, good Lord. There haven't been many prettier people than Tawny Catane in her heyday. And then the surgeries and the weirdness, and then she lost her mind and beat up Chuck Finley, the pitcher for the Cardinals and Angels. And
pretty good tailgate.
Yeah, pretty good, nice tailgate with them. And we celebrated that a little bit. Cardinals came to town.
Tawny worked.
Beat we asked Andy Menace, like, what would you do if your girlfriend started beating you up? Because it was right on the time when that was going on. Somebody said, John, I found the cause of death. She fell off the front of a car. Oh, that's just terrible. It's too soon, but still hilarious. But as a tip of the cap to Tawny, I looked at naked pictures of her and really kind of brought back some memories. It was a really nice tribute on my end, I think. So I highly recommend it for all of you. There's some good ones. She was pretty perfect. Even if you don't like redheads. Yeah, pretty spectacular.
Arizona's most powerful rock radio station.
He said, fully erect.
98.